We have been talking about our Vision is Elementary program here at WRVA, where we pause and take a moment to focus on a very real but often ignored issue for young people in classrooms. They can't see. And you know, if you're in first, second, or third grade, and you're looking at the board or you're looking at your computer and you just can't make out the words in front of you, how do you know that that's not the way you're supposed to see? You know, I'm 49. I know my eyesight is beginning to change for the worse, but if you're in first or second grade, you don't know that. So the folks at Kinexus Vision have been working very hard over the last several years to try to solve that problem, classroom by classroom, all across Virginia. And Andrea Booker is an optician with Kinexus Vision, and we are so happy to have you here with us this morning. Tell us about your involvement with this program and the kids that you've interacted with, Andrea.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be asked to talk about our fantastic nonprofit organization, Kinexus. What we do is we go to school districts throughout Virginia. We do eye screenings, and then we assess what the school needs via exams and glasses. So I've been an optician for about 10 years now, and this is probably my best, most rewarding job as an optician, making sure the kids can see well, talking to them about their eyesight, about how to keep their glasses clean, safe, making it fashionable because these kids are on their phone. So, you know, I have to, like, talk to them via selfie language and be like, hey, okay, you want cute selfies? Then, you know, you got to get these kind of glasses. So they don't feel any angst or anxiety about wearing glasses. We have a really cool mobile van, and we put up really cool pictures of athletes and stuff that wear glasses. And a lot of kids don't know some of these athletes wear glasses. So to see a representation for them on video games, sports, and entertainment of people wearing glasses really gets them prepared and want to wear their glasses.
Well, now that's interesting. I had forgotten, you know, now that I'm an adult, I feel like so many people wear glasses, but I had forgotten that kids feel weird about it and sometimes get made fun of. My mom had eye problems growing up, had a lot of eye surgeries, and she has told me about how really mean people were to her as a girl back then wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And so and that's still a stigma, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Not as bad as it used to be back in the day. There's a lot more variety in colors and styles, and it's kind of a trend with the geek chic look. Some people wear glasses and don't even need it. So we're trying to incorporate the fun and fashion of the glasses as well as the necessity, especially with the virtual learning.
Yeah. Are these glasses expensive? You know, the ones I got a couple of weeks ago, and I needed an adjustment after just 1 year. My eyes had started. I think it's all the time I'm spending in front of the computer with this radio job. I needed an adjustment. And I got to tell you, it was like paying my mortgage a second time. Expensive.
They're not
I got three pair.
Yeah, they're not cheap. And the bells and whistles that go to glasses just adds on to the cost, which is why Kinexus is a vital organization, because during school, 8 to 4, a lot of parents at work, the kids are at school, a lot of the optometrist offices close at 5, 6 o'clock, so there's really no availability to get the kids to the optometrist to get their eyes checked. So we just offer that service to see, hey, this is the percentage of kids in your school that, you know, fail the screening, and we're going to come back and we're going to, you know, check out the eyes and see, you know, there's a big discrepancy as far as these kids seeing. A lot of these kids have high astigmatism, and we sit back and we wonder, how are you seeing anything? And to them, that's their norm. They think everybody sees like that. So they're just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The minute they put their glasses on, we've had kids cry. We've had us cry. We've had so many remarkable reactions after these kids put their glasses on because they did not know any better.
Wow. What an amazing solution. I mean, and talk about solving some disciplinary problems and you know, probably some grade issues too, helping these kids get back into the game.
Because a lot of these kids get labeled. They get labeled attention deficit, troublesome, and it's like they just can't see. So if you couldn't see and the teacher was talking and everything looked blurry, you're going to literally focus on what you can see, which is right in front of you.
Yeah.
So it's not that that kid might be troublesome or, you know, attention deficit. It might just be this is their world, which is literally maybe arm's length away from them. But everything further than that, they just can't see. So a lot of teachers have given us great feedback as far as once the kids get their glasses, how they react better in class, their behaviors change, their academics are better. So we just feel like we're doing an awesome job here at Connexus.
Well, I know you are, and I really appreciate you coming on. Andrea Booker is an optician with Connexus Vision, and thank you for all the great work you're doing. Now, how does this translate to you and our audience today? I try not to come on the air and shake my tin cup and beg for money very often, but this
well,
is one of those.
I have two kids in the program. So
do you?
It helps. Yeah, I have two kids in the program. Not only am I an optician, but I'm a mom, and I have two kids in Chesterfield County School doing the virtual learning, and one of my kids has glasses, the other does not, but the one that does not, I can tell, rubbing her eyes, she has dry eyes, she's sitting real too close to the computer, so it comes back in tenfold. Sometimes a little $10 donation to Connexus can be a screening or a pair of glasses or just one of the doctors to write the prescription. So anything as far as donation-wise, it just comes back full circle to the kid.
Well, I'm glad you said that because $10, if everybody who's listening right now would go to WRVA.com, it's the front page of our webpage all week, and make a $10 donation, or if you're like me, you're going to give $100. I should probably do that this afternoon so I don't forget it tomorrow with all the crazy stuff election-wise and everything tomorrow.
Yes.
But if you'll make a donation, you can really improve not just the vision, but the whole life and the trajectory, academic trajectory for kids here in Central Virginia. And we are so excited to be a part of the Connexus family and help achieve great things for kids here. And Andrea Booker, really thank you for coming on, and hopefully we'll raise some good money and good awareness this week.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate everything you guys are doing to help us build this awareness to the kids. Thank
you
again.
We're excited about it. Thank you. So WRVA.com, it's Connexus Vision, our Vision is Elementary program. Like I said, try not to ask and impose on our audience very often, but if you have a few moments to take a look, and if you're so moved, and if things are okay in your life, I don't want to put anybody on the spot because times are tough for a lot of people right now, but if you are in a situation to make a donation, I do think this is a really good group that, for conservatives who talk about coming up with solutions and expecting kids to behave and trying to fix the problems with the public schools, hey, maybe this is one way we can do that. Right? Put our money where our mouth is.